Okay. Okay, we're up to Sif Gimel. Nafal Issacham Tochet Acham de Kli Rishon. Okay, Cham and Tacham. Okay, liquid with liquid. We're still talking about cooking with liquids. Or for the Issat Sonim, the Tochet Acham. Something cold falls into something which is cooking hot. The bottom heat is the stronger element. It makes everything hot. Shemapet v'tachtim. Ein tzorech lomer, the het tzonein, the toch is a cham. Okay. So that would be even if the tap was usher. Is a tzonein fell into het a cham. Ein tzorech lomer. Hetet son on the toch isacham. If the hetet son falls into isacham, shvosu shakol also for sure. Aval ima elyon cham vatachton son. Let's say it's the reverse. The top one is hot, the bottom is cold. Ein osel kibay klipa filim elyon acham isu. If the top is hot, the bottom is cold, it's only a kibay klipa. This all of this is the Gemara called the Gemara of Tatoi Gova. So if the bottom is hot, then I follow as if the whole thing is hot. The bottom is cold, so I don't care that the top thing is hot. So I say it basically turns cold, but a little bit, there's a klipa blia, a little bit. A very thin layer gets absorbed in the reverse case where it's cham and tetzonin. Okay, yes?
I asked this yesterday, but I'm still a bit confused. When the Shulchan Aruch says Nafal Isser Cham, the Toch Heter Cham, is the assumption that the Isser Cham is not Yad Soledipol, whereas the Heter is Yad Soledipol?
No, when it says the word Cham, it always means Yad Soledet. So, they're both Yad Soledet in that first case.
So why would it matter? That's what I'm understanding.
No, it's an obvious, you're right, it's an obvious rule. If the top can be cold and the bottom hot, and you say it's kulo, then of course if the top is hot and the bottom is hot, it's of course kulo.
Oh, I guess my question is more the opposite. My question is, how is this any different than a regular shishim case?
It's not. Cham and tacham is a regular shishim case.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Remark. Kaza lo ma'ala b'chom kli rishon, gom miyad shemesim in ha'esh. We're talking about chom kli rishon. He took it off the fire, but it's still hot. Menicha meheta. And then we're talking about something heta falls into this pot. Aval im kva munach b'kli shen. If it got out of the pot into a bowl, v'achkach menicha heta etzda o'olav, Eina osa klal. The klisheni eina osa commercial is what he passes over here. Klisheni is zero. He doesn't even mention that the need for a klipa, which the Machaba had back in Beis, Halacha Beis. I was thinking about it actually this morning as I was lying in bed. That it's just an astounding kula, klisheni, that it could be boiling hot, but if it's not pishul because of klisheni, we say the zero bliya. We're in the middle of Gimel. Just read the Ramah on Gimel.
Well, you linked it back to Simon Bet.
Mm-hmm.
But Simon Bet doesn't mention. It does mention Klishen.
Yeah, Klishen and Mavashal. יש שם שגם אין מאבליהם ומאבליהם, ויש שם לכל מקום מאפל מאבליהם ועושה כדי קליפה.
Does the
Shulchan Aruch
asking that it's not mevashel?
Yeah, it's not mevashel. But it does have a klipa lechatchila, but not b'diavad.
But the Ramah says
he doesn't even mention the idea of klipa, it just says klisheni, ain also klal. So it's nothing. It's even less than cham toch tzonein, which is a klipa. This klisheni is zero, basically.
Even though it's literally the same temperature.
Yeah. So you see the blia, bottom line of blia is that it's halacha. It's not temperature. It's not chemistry. It's just sort of modeled after the temperature chemistry. But at the end of the day, it's halacha. And if you say klisheni is not bishul, so klisheni is no blia at all. But the tzone and the tocham, or the cham and toch tzone, there is a certain amount of bishul going on. And that's why over there there is blia. Okay. And, the rules of bishul are the koveya of blia in hot liquids. Hot liquids, you follow the rules of bishul to decide how much blia there is. Okay, now, imenicham zeh tzel zeh. Okay, this really is talking about, I think he's switching here. Who's talking? You. Hello? Yeah, hi. I'm giving a shiur now, so I really can't talk to you. I can talk to you probably around 11 o'clock your time. Okay? I'll call you then. I'll call you later. One of my grandchildren. Okay. Let's say you have, okay, when you talk about, let's say, pieces. We have pieces. So pieces also have hot, cold. They're the same rule, except in the worst case, it would be netila, if the bottom is hot, because the pieces which are kind of baking or foiled, all kinds of things. So grilled. So these things, the worst case is netila. Not kulo. But still, they could be cold and hot. One piece is cold, one piece is hot. So that's basically the Gemara's cases. And there we say with the same rule that Tatoi Gova, the bottom one decides why you consider this hot or cold. So if it's hot, it's going to be Kdei Netila. And if it's cold, it's going to be Klipa. Okay, now the issue is what about if they're parallel, horizontal? If the bottom piece is hot, I say it's a blea of hot. The bottom piece is cold, I say it's a blea of cold. What happens if they're sideways, hot, cold? So he says, that's in the Gemara, it's not in the Gemara. In Menicham zeh eitzel zeh, if they're parallel zeh eitzel zeh, im shneim chamim, of course, mechom kli rishna kol osa. If it's going to be home clearly shown, both hot and no problem. Both, that's completely awesome. Ima echot sonein, v'hetet tzor klipa v'mokim shenoga. So he says if the parallel, ze eitzel ze, one hot, one cold, I'm going to cry a klipa. He's going to say it's like the bottom one is cold. In order for this to be more than that, you need the bottom one to be hot. Ze eitzel ze.
What's the case?
One piece, let's say the piece of meat and a piece of cheese. Let's say the meat is hot, the cheese is cold.
And they're just touching like this.
Like this, parallel, like horizontally. So I don't say the meat makes the cheese hot and therefore it goes, we call it kulo. No, I say that the cheese stays cold and it only goes klipa.
So it's more of that it's not.
Actually, the Rav says it very nicely. You want to look at the Rav? You have it, page 63. He explains it nicely. We have the notes, page
63.
Yeah, we have 67,
all the way to 70 or something. 73.
Okay, so do 63, okay?
Oh, yeah. Do you have my packet from the phone? I don't know what you get.
This might be yours?
No, not the current one. Like the one in the theater, so you can go.
Yeah, I thought I could have fixed this.
You might have.
might have an extra package here.
I have the current one, 63. Okay. I was talking about from the beginning.
Okay, good. Okay, so page 63, he says like this in the top. The base chatichos, echot cham ve echot sonein, hamunachim ze eitzel ze. They're parallel. Posek of a mother, but they could creep. So the Ramah considers it like it's the level of cold, hot. It doesn't turn hot. It stays only a creeper. For shach, sivkot and tes. So there's a shach. Hey, we give a mashal, less a kulo. The mashal says I consider it hot. It's like the bottom piece is hot. So there's a machlokas here that the shach quotes a different opinion. The two parallel pieces, we consider it hot. One is cold and one is hot. I consider it hot as if the bottom piece were hot. And whatever that is, it's kulo or metila, it goes with the hot.
So therefore, the cheese would be rendered on top of the meat, and then therefore the entire meat and cheese would be lesser?
Yes. In general, when you have anything which might be fatty or oily, we don't do netila, we do kulo. So when you have broiling, baking, but one of the two pieces happens to be oily, we say it's mefapea bekulo. So cheese is sort of oily. So if I would have a piece of cheese with a piece of meat, and it would be hot, I would say kulo. So I wouldn't say netila. I say the cheese spreads throughout the meat.
But the shop is talking about any case.
Yes, he's talking about one hot, one cold. So if one is hot and one is cold, you consider it as if it's on top of one another where the bottom piece is hot and it's cooler. That's what the shach says. The Ramah said, no, I consider it as if the bottom one is cold, and then if one is hot and the bottom one is cold, it's only klipah. So there's a big machloket going on over here where the hot meat touches cold cheese. The Ramah says it's only klipah, but the shach and the mashal are saying it's cooler. So that's a huge machloket going on. So how do you explain this machloket? That's what the Rebbe was going to explain.
And the Shulchan Aruch doesn't even mention this case.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Random question. If you have like a frozen hamburger or cold hamburger and a cold piece of cheese, if it's in order for it to, I guess, make it a little not kosher, they have to be sitting on top of each other for 24 hours?
No, the 24 hours is only liquids, not solids. Salads, no problem. Has to be marinating inside the liquid.
So there's no cooking in regard to that. No. So you can keep them on top of each other.
Right. Okay. Kosher.
Kosher.
Okay, so what's this machlokas? So he says line two, v'nir d'pigi b'yuso din liya b'kulo. When we, this idea that something can spread the whole way through. Im tzrichim shebeis chatichot yuchamim. Do I need that both pieces be considered hot? Or the sagi b'chaticha achat shehi chama rak she'enu miskar? Or is it enough one piece is hot but it's not cooling off? K'shebeis chatichos menochu zu al gabe zu, when two pieces of one on top of the other, azai, then we say like this, hatachtonu shechama, if the bottom one is hot, mechamemet et elyon, it makes the top one hot. Since they both become hot, they have a full bleed. If the bottom piece is cold, it's cooling off the top one. The top one's not considered to be really hot because it's getting cooled off. That's when we have the klipah. When they're parallel, neither is making the other one hot or cold. The sherit echad chamav v'echad tzunenet. One stays hot and one stays cold. Zeh pligi to the mor. According to the mor, echad levado cham. I mixed up the Ramah and the Mashal. Switch the words. The Mashal or the Sham. Mashal. Echad levado cham Balea Bakula Bakhay Natila Vidala Frihava Ma. Good thing we're reading this. Inachalavado Ham and a Balea Raka de Klipa. The Khadela Bloa Yotam de Klipa Chilam Shishtem Yu Ham. Okay, so when they're parallel, nothing is heating up or cooling the other one. When one is on top of the other one, there's a process where the bottom one changes the temperature of the top one. So the bottom is hot, makes the top one hot. The bottom is cold, makes the top one cold. That's the other one. Katoi Gova, the bottom one is strong, it affects the top one. When they're parallel, they keep their independent status. One stays hot, one stays cold. So according to the Mashal, who says that in this case where they're parallel, that becomes kulo. He says one hot and cold, one cold is kulo. But according to the Ramah, it's not enough that one is hot and one is cold. You need the both. Should be both have to be hot. If one is hot and one is cold, it's only klipa.
Rav, I don't understand the beginning distinction that we made regarding. It says, "Vnir de klibi, so did belia bekulo." Like, imshichim shebeta chatichah yuchamim, or the sagi chatichachad shechamam rachim mitkar. How does that then play out to this?
Because when they're parallel, one piece is hot, but it's not cooling off. Einamit kaveret doesn't cool off because they're parallel. So nothing is cooling off the other one. Each one keeps its own status. So that hot piece stays hot. The cold piece stays cold. So that's the issue.
But how does that then apply to this machloket?
Because in this machloket, what's happening is each piece is its own thing. It's not affecting the other piece. When there's a tatoi, top bottom, we say tatoi gaba. The bottom piece changes the status of the top piece. So if the bottom is hot, the top becomes hot. The bottom is cold, the bottom makes the top piece cooler. It's cooling off. So that's why the rule is the bottom hot, let's call it natilo or kulo. The bottom is cold, it's klipa, because the bottom one is changing this. But when they're parallel, the cham and the kar, the hot and cold, do not affect one another. That's what the Rav's theory is. This one stays hot, this one stays cold. So you have one piece really hot, one piece really cold, nothing is changing. According to the Ramah, it's not enough to say kulo. It goes to klipa, because for klipa you need both sides to get hot.
But then what did the Maharshal actually say?
The Maharshal says if one side is hot, that's enough for kulo. As long as it's not getting cooled off. If it's not being cooled off and it's hot, then it goes cooler.
But it seems that this would be different than how you explained it, and I think the way you explained it would be easier, that it's how do you view the parallel case? Is it that the bottom is cool and the top is hot, or is it vice versa? And that's how you have the
I understand, but that's arbitrary. Why would you flip them one way or the other way?
Well, it depends on how you view the case, if parallel or not.
I mean, yeah, but what do you put on the bottom, what do you put on top? I mean, it's either this way or that way. So the Rav is saying, I'm not moving them around. I'm saying this. He's saying, not the way I said it. I said that, but he's saying, no, we keep them in their position, side by side. One stays hot, not cooling off. The other one stays cold. And the issue is, when you have a fully hot and a fully cold piece, what's the blia? Is it a klipa blia or a kula on the tila blia?
Oh, so that's how he's saying. He's saying that the machloket is rooted in whether you view the parallel case as. No, I
said so you're not viewing the parallel case as anything else. It's not a question of viewing it as something. It's its own unique situation. It's a third situation.
Right.
This unique third situation, that's the machlokas, how the bliya goes. Because since one piece is completely hot, there's an argument to say, well, that's powerful, that will shoot it in kadei natila.
So the Rama would hold that you need two hot pieces in order for it to
go natila.
Whereas the Marshal would say, even if one of them is cold and it'll stay cold, the other one is hot and it'll stay hot, that is enough for bliya.
Exactly. Yeah.
Just to clarify on that. So the Rama is saying pretty much that, you know, in general, for something, for bliya to occur, they both for the most part, need to be in the same state if they are not one on top of the other. So them being next to each other, they, in order for bleeding to occur, meaning if only one of them was hot and the other one was cold, according to Rama, nothing would really happen, just be kadei klipa, right? But now the fact that both of them are hot, it's not that, you know, one's causing the other, you know, to change this and that, but rather they are at the same stage and now they're able to exchange with one another, like speaking the same language.
Right. Good way of saying that. Okay. Look at Gimel. I don't know if we're ready for that yet. Oh, yeah. Okay. Just Gimel and the Rabbah page. Go back to Klipa. Okay, look at Gimel. Ein li el. The Pasuk HaMachabah, the Basacham, Shenofel L'Toy Cholav Sonei. So you had hot meat fell into cold milk. Okay, so tatoi gova means that because the bottom is cold, we're saying it cools off the meat and it should be klipa. So he passed and said the lotsor klipa b'chola. We don't have to worry about the klipa and the milk. You can have to cut the klipa from the meat, but the milk, you don't have to worry about the klipa, he says. Forget about it.
Okay, I'm sorry, I remember we touched upon this yesterday, I forgot what it. How do you deal with klipa in a liquid?
Exactly. So the Mechaber says, if it happens, such a thing, so dismiss it. You don't have to worry about it.
Is klipa in a liquid presumed to be batzalushishim? Is that how you would...
So that's what the Rabbi's going to say. What's going on here? So he's quoting Rabbi Ben Tam. There's a tesis like that. There's no din of klipa on liquids. There's only din of klipa on solids. But if, on paper, it looks like there should be a klipa problem, but it's a liquid. So then we dismiss it. We don't have to worry about the klipa with the liquid. So if you have a hot piece of meat falling into cold milk, the meat needs a klipa, but the milk needs nothing. The milk don't have to worry about it. Because there's no klipa on liquids. That's what the Mechaber, based on the Tosfos of Rabbeinu Tam, says this. Yeah.
I'm a little confused as to what we mean by klipa, because aren't we talking about how we determine whether something is cooked or not, and then we can apply the rules?
Klipa is a very minor, very small amount of bleed. It's only the level of the thinnest layer of a peel, that you can peel it off very thin. That's what a klipa is. And the Gemara says this in Tatoi Gova, that the bottom is going to be cold, the top is going to be hot. Like two pieces, I'm going to need a klipa both ways.
What do you mean you're
going to
need a klipa?
I'm going to have to slice. After they touch, the hot touches the cold, I'm going to have to take a knife and slice off a little piece of the top piece, a little piece of the bottom piece, and throw that away. That's where the bleer is. There's a bleer back and forth of a klipa. There's a both salads. Now, when one of the bottom is a liquid, let's say, so that Rabbeinu Tam says don't even deal with the klipa issue. Forget about it.
What if you have shredded cheese?
It's a salad. So I mean, if you can, you can. Okay. So some people think that this whole thing with the klipa is only a chumra derabanan ba'alma. So when it's doable, they made a chumra. But in liquids, it's not a doable option. You can't slice the liquid. So therefore, there was no gazelle of klipa. That's the simple shot. Let's see what he says here. So the Yesh Devash, he tells him the Bezer Fan. You could say, Alef, the Lech of Bliyas, could they keep a Klal B'Lach? Okay, they never created the Xeva of Klip and Lach. Okay, he doesn't say why not, but he says, basically, it just means that it's an unreasonable Chumrah, and the Chumrah was never introduced. Days, yesh bliya, maybe there is a bliya of klipa, and the shabliya mispashed bekula bottle b'shishim. But maybe what's going on is that there is a bliya of klipa in the let's say the milk, which was cold. But what happens is it spreads throughout and it's bottle b'shishim. So what's the difference? Now, you know, the chometz last for Pesach, bliyas kedei klipa. So let's say you have that kind of a case with chametz on Pesach.
Not batal on, according to the first sheet, that you wouldn't have to.
You wouldn't, first sheet, you wouldn't have to do anything, even though it's chametz. On the second sheet, would be awesome. Right. See, like a bliya, they keep a cloud with the gamba chametz. Yesh bliya le shabbatal, and like they keep a balach of chametz, also, the kivin dena batal. Okay. Okay, actually, Dalit goes into this even more. Okay, you want to do Dalit now? Because it goes into this Klipa idea even more. And it gets into your case of shredded cheese. So let's look at Dalit. Harama, also back in Basa Bacholo, Simon Sadagal Sif Dalit. Pasat v'mokam tatoi gava. If you say tatoi gava, in the case of hat on top of coal, let's say hat piece of meat sitting on top of a cold piece of cheese. So you say tatoi gava, and you say it's coldish, it's cooling off, and it's only klipa. The basa tzol klipa. So the Ramah says im lo kalpu bishlo mutar. If you forgot to, you just rinsed it off. You forgot to slice off a small, thin layer of the meat, and then you cooked it. It's okay.
In the case of the meat is on top
of the cheese, and the meat was hot, and so it needs a klipa. And then, and what happened was he made a mistake. He cooked it. He forgot about the klipa. So now, so otherwise it would be a big problem, because that little klipa has now spread the whole meat, because he cooked the meat. That could create the damage to the whole piece of meat now, once he cooks it without the klipa. So he says, no, but the evet, once he did it, don't worry about the klipa, because the klipa is just a chumra. And that chumra is when you can slice it up. Once he didn't do it, and he cooked it, so the Rabbanan dropped this whole thing of klipa. So klipa is just a chumra, according to the Ramah. Once you, if you didn't do it, so you didn't do it. So you can eat it with the yabit.
What is
tatoi gava?
What specifically is the chumra?
Tatoi gava, the bottom piece is the main piece.
What's the specific chumra that the Ramah is pointing out?
That the klipa, of tatoi gava, the klipa with cham on top of tzon, and you need a klipa, that's a chumra. That's not a real issue. So b'di'evit, if you didn't do it, you couldn't eat the food.
Okay.
Ein b'shach. Bagos v'kibega. Shiksha m'kdei klipa b'michas hagid. Show seret b'di'evit. Now there's another case of klipa when you salt Giranasha. Okay, he's salting. They never got rid of the Giranasha, and they salted the meat, and the Giranasha gives some flavor into the meat. And then more than that, and then they cooked this. Then they got rid of the Gid, but they never did the Klipa. So it says there that b'di'evet it's also. If you didn't get rid of that Klipa, it's also. There's certain times in a melicha case when you salt things, you need klipa. Some cases of melicha.
What does that mean? If you have a regular piece of meat and you salt it,
there's a giranasha in that piece of meat. They never took out the giranasha. Giranasha is not kosher.
Right.
So that was sitting in the meat and they were salting it for blood. So that creates a klipa of the gid going into the meat. That's what it says.
Which means the fat.
Yeah, the fat, the shuman agid goes out. And then they never got rid of that klipa.
But they get rid of the gid.
Yeah. They never got rid of the klipa. And then they cooked everything, so they says, no, it's treif, because you never got rid of the klipa. So when it says, do a klipa in a malicha situation, that's also b'di'evit.
Any malicha situation, just specifically to get a nasha.
That's the case they're talking about, but probably in all cases.
I would say, maybe you could say that, like, there's a certain level of chashivas when we consider good enough barrier. I mean, the flavor feels like a double.
Flavor. This is not
I understand, but say that the zera of kadei kliba and zera of good enough as a barrier, since it's not a deraisa, that the two together, you know, we say, you know. But
that, yeah. I don't know, I wouldn't go that way. Let's see what he says.
What does it mean that It's
means if you did, if you didn't do it and you cooked it, you have a problem. You can't eat the food. You have to
it's
go.
Not
you have to.
If you forgot to remove the klipa and cooked, meaning you've, the remaining meats that are kosher, you forgot to remove the klipa around there and cooked it, still
lasts. Wait, and so the chiddush of it saying bidyevid is that above we said bidyevid is
it's okay. Yeah.
Say by tatar gava, but hot cold, and there's a klipa requirement. B'dievet, that's only lechatchila bidyevid. If you didn't do it and you cooked things, it's okay. But by malicha, you have a klipa situation with a malicha. There we say, if you didn't do it, you're in trouble. It's also b'di'evet.
That's weird, though. Is salting considered more cooking than actual cooking?
Or is it a chiddush?
The salting klipa, right. The salting klipa.
Did we discuss the case yesterday? What's the case? Meaning, what's the case of salting that you would take it?
Yeah,
you salted something tray for something kosher, and it created a b'li'ah of klipa. Because salting creates b'li'ah.
Have we discussed like what that specific
we never
is?
Got to it in Shulchan, but it's at the end of Kofei.
So
it says
that?
when you salt things together, salt transfers flavors.
Yeah, but like what's the specific case meaning about
so it? What happened was they did some salting and they made a mistake. They were salting treif with kosher. So the salting created a bleed of the treif into the kosher. Now the kosher and it's a level of klipa. Certain types of salting is a klipa level.
So is this not a chiddush of the...
So and then you didn't do that klipa, you're in trouble. You cooked it, now you can't eat anything because the klipa spreads because you cooked it. So there the klipa is real. It's a real issa, which creates trouble for you if
what
you don't
do
take care of it.
What do we mean by different kind of malicha?
Malicha... Most times it'll go more than klipa. Most times it'll go natila, but certain things are only klipa. So
like,
the gid anasha is a kind of thing that, because it's very lean, so it doesn't really spread so much. So it only spreads klipa.
So I guess I would say because that's like the only, that is the form of cooking with that. Meaning that...
So that's serious. What you're saying is that that's a very serious...
I'm saying with the gid anasha...
So why is it better than... Why is it worse than hot on top of cold that klipa is not so serious?
Because
if you didn't do it, you get away with it.
It seems weird to say how... Meaning, I guess, in general, you could either define it as cooking or not cooking. So in regards... So we say we go based off the bottom or we do nothing... But then we say there's this quasi, meaning...
You're saying that malicha is a more powerful... Malicha is now working with the rules of cooking. It's a different process of blia, salting. There's no cooking going on, it's just salting. So there, whatever it does, it's serious. It's real, and b'di'evet, you have to worry about it. You can't get away with it. Here, it's a cooking problem, hot and cold, and the bottom is cold. So basically, it's no cooking. It's just a chumrah to do a klipa, because there's not really any cooking taking place because the bottom is cold. And therefore, if I didn't do the klipa and I cook things without the klipa, I can eat it because this is just a chumrah. It's not really any real bliya. That's what you're saying.
I mean, once you define cooking as like the bottom being hot, then by definition, the bottom being cold is not cooking. The Ramah just decides to have this chumrah of a klipa, versus in the case of malicha, the nature of a git of doing malicha on a git hanashe is klipa, but it's not this like going out of our way to say because once we define that the cooking goes based off the bottom.
Good.
If the bottom is cold, it's not cooking.
Good, very good. You're saying it well. Good, well said. Yes.
So I didn't notice the detail here. Do they wash the gid or the fatiha in the gid and asher case as well? Because I didn't see that I don't see it in here, but I was under the impression that in the Ramah's case that they do wash it from the klipa. They do at least.
No, that case was he did never remove the klipa. They should have, but they never did.
But klipa washing has nothing to do with klipa.
Well, I think with washing, no, they have to cut the klipa off. They have to cut it. They never cut it off.
I was under the impression that the washing was a.
No, they didn't do it. They made a mistake. They did a salting with a gid. They should have cut the gid out at the beginning. They made a big mistake. They didn't do that. They created the klipa of Gid Anosha and the meat. They made a second mistake. They cooked it without getting rid of that klipa. They got rid of the Gid, but then they made another mistake. They should have gotten rid of the klipa. They were apparently in this butcher store. They didn't really know what they were doing. So they salted everything. They should have cut out the Gid first, but they didn't. So they salted it with the Gid. Then someone woke up and said, oh, there's a Gid. We have to cut it out. So they cut out the Gid, and they never cut out the klipa. They didn't realize what they were doing in the first place. So now they have a piece of meat which has klipa of Gid flavor. And then they went ahead and sold and cooked it. And now everybody wakes up, oh, there was a Gid Anosha klipa there, which we didn't get rid of. And now we're cooking this meat. So maybe we made everything treif. So he says, you did. You did make everything treif. That klipa is very serious. It's a klipa from Malicha. It's a very serious bleed. You can't get away with it. With the effort. It's awesome. Yeah.
And I guess we just answered it, but this is a chedesh of Malicha and not a chedesh of Gid Anosha. But the Gid only matters because it's thin.
We'll get to the case. But trust him that it's a clay klipa.
But it's a chedesh on the Malicha.
You're right. Let's just finish the thing, okay? So he says, Magnavram chilek b'kdei klipa bein. Is it Magnavram in Aruch Chaim? B'kdei klipa bein tatoi grov d'ava chumah ba'alma muta b'di'eved b'bein b'licha d'ava b'liya mei kora d'dina v'oseres b'di'eved. So the Magnavram gives the answer that Aaron and everybody else has given, that tatoi grov is not so serious, that klipa, and the Maimelich it is. Okay, we'll stop here. And we'll pick it up, I guess, Monday. Have a good Shabbos, everybody. It's a very important simon, kufay, but you have to, go through case by case.
Do you want to ask him about
Shabbos?